Now, we will enjoy the follow-up symposium. Brother Jerry Wilkins will begin with the theme, Imitate Jesus, Not the Pharisees, Be Reasonable. Thereafter, each speaker will introduce the next. As you can tell from the title of our symposium, we're talking about a contrast here. Imitate Jesus, not the Pharisees. So there were qualities that Jesus displayed that we want to imitate, and some the Pharisees displayed that we do not. The Pharisees were a prominent religious force in Jesus' day. And as a group, they were pious, pompous, hypocritical, and in the words of Jesus himself, under the influence of their father, Satan the devil. Jesus even gave us counsel at Luke chapter 12 and verse 1 to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. So why then are we spending time talking about them in a convention that's dedicated to Jesus? By looking at this sharp contrast between Jesus' qualities and the Pharisees' qualities, will deepen our appreciation for Jesus and help us to see a quality worth imitating in ourselves, and also the pitfall of being overly righteous as the Pharisees were. So in this symposium, we're going to discuss four qualities that Jesus displayed that were lacking in the Pharisees. And the first one is reasonableness. What is reasonableness, you might ask? Well, there's a definition in one of our magazines. Here's how it defined it. The word used, translated as reasonable in the New World Translation, comes from an original language word meaning yielding. A reasonable person does not insist on always holding to the letter of the law, nor is he unduly strict, stern, or harsh. Rather, he strives to be gentle in his dealings with others, taking into consideration their circumstances. He's willing to listen to others and, when appropriate, to yield to their wishes and adjust his requirements. So that's the definition of reasonableness. Now I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 103, and we're going to read verse 14. So Psalm 103, actually, we'll read 13 and 14. So this is talking about Jehovah. Now notice how reasonable Jehovah is. Psalm 103 verse 13 says, As a father shows mercy to his sons, Jehovah has shown mercy to those who fear him. For he well knows how we are formed, remembering that we are dust. So Jehovah is the perfect example of reasonableness. He remembers who we are. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He never insists that we hold to the exact letter of the law, but he's gentle when he deals with us. He never asks more of us than we are able to do. And his son, Jesus, imitated his father perfectly. He yielded when mercy called for it. Please recall this scene from yesterday's drama.
Who touched my outer garments? Who touched me?
Not me, my lord.
Peter, James, did one of you touch me?
No, my lord.
Jesus, surely you can see the crowds pressing in on you. And you ask, who touched me?
Someone touched me, for I know that power went out of me.
Woman, did you touch the Lord?
Please, please forgive me, my lord. It was I who touched you. I merely touched the fringes of his outer garments.
Have no fear. You've done nothing wrong. Tell me, why did you touch my garment?
been very ill for 12 years. Many physicians have treated me. I have spent all that I had trying to find a cure, but my condition got no better. Rather, I got worse. I've heard about you. I have faith in you. I knew that if I could just touch the fringes of your outer garment, I could get well. Forgive me. I just wanted to get well.
Take courage, daughter. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed from your grievous sickness.
What an emotional scene. We'll just take a minute and get composed here. Because of her condition, this woman risked making everyone around her ceremonially unclean. She was, in essence, breaking the law. Jesus knew that. But how did he deal with her? Well, like we said about Jesus, he yielded when mercy called for it, so he yielded. He didn't chastise the woman for her actions, but he kindly spoke to her, understanding what it was that she was going through, and he used terms of endearment like daughter. He said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well," and then he said, "Go in peace." Throughout his ministry, Jesus showed reasonableness with everyone, especially his disciples. Were they imperfect? Did they ever do things wrong? Of course they did. They're recorded in the scriptures for us. But he didn't focus on those things. He focused on their strengths, not their weaknesses. That was true reasonableness in action. But what about the Pharisees? The Pharisees were very rigid in their application of the law. They didn't bend or yield. Please take your Bibles again and let's turn to Matthew 23, verses 23 and 24. Here's a remarkable description of their attitude. Matthew 23, 23 and 24. So Matthew 23, verse 23 says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Because you give the tenth of the mint and the dill and the cumin, but you've disregarded the weightier matters of the law, namely justice and mercy and faithfulness. These things it was necessary to do, yet not to disregard the other things. Blind guides, who strain out the gnat, but gulp down the camel." So what was the Pharisees' problem? What was it that they were missing? Well, it was their habit, their almost a ceremony, before they drank wine to strain it through a cloth. Why did they do that? Because gnats were unclean. If they drank a gnat, they would be ceremonially unclean. So they went to that extent. But they missed a lump the size of a camel. This is a hyperbole, an exaggeration by means of, or an illustration by means of exaggeration. So when looking at the small bits of the law, they missed the bigger picture. And what was the bigger picture? Justice, mercy, faithfulness, we could say reasonableness. What if the Pharisees had discovered this woman in the crowd before she found Jesus? We shudder to imagine what that poor woman would have been put through had the Pharisees found her. Thankfully for her, it was Jesus that found her first. So do you think we want to stay as far away as possible from the unreasonableness of the Pharisees? Of course we do. What a divisive thing that would be in the congregation if we were like the Pharisees. So how then do we imitate Jesus in our personal lives? Well, for the brothers in the congregation who hold positions of authority, it's very important that they cultivate this quality of Christ Jesus and be reasonable. What do you think it would be like if one of the brothers in the congregation heard from one of the precious sheep that Jehovah cared, that has given to their care, if he heard them say, "You brothers are like Pharisees"? Would that hurt a little? Or what if you heard a Christian elder say about some of those precious sheep, "Being in this congregation is like shepherding Pharisees"? We don't ever want to bring that attitude into our congregations. As Christian elders, we strive to deal patiently and kindly with Jehovah's sheep, just as we saw in our video how Jesus treated that poor ailing woman. And all of us want to be reasonable in what we expect of each other as fellow believers. If we want peace and unity in our congregations, let's not judge our brothers for what they're not doing, but let's commend them for what they are doing. That is following the example of Christ Jesus. So the more we display reasonableness in our day-to-day lives, in our families, in our congregations, the more Christ-like we prove ourselves to be.